You are listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. The National Weather Service has a winter storm warning in place for much of the Sierra Nevada, and that extends through Friday morning. The storm system could drop an additional 2 to 3 feet of snow on top of what already accumulated over the Thanksgiving weekend. And more snow is on the way after that. Joining us today is Liesl Hepburn with Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows. Welcome to Insight. Also joining us today is Sarah Sherman with Sierra at Tahoe. Welcome to you both. Let's start with Liesl, and we'll check in with Sarah in just a second. Liesl, what's the scene like there this morning at Squaw Valley?
It's snowy. no surprise, right? We got 7 inches overnight, adding on to the 25 inches we got in last week's storm. And this is really sort of the first of four systems we're seeing through Saturday. So we could be picking up 2 to over 3 feet of snow. So very exciting. We're seeing lots of high winds up, especially at the upper elevations, which might be affecting some of our operations over the next few days. So something to keep an eye on, but that's pretty typical when we get big, big snow events like this one.
And when you say 7 inches, is that at the base or up at the higher elevations?
That is up at the higher elevations.
How is the snow level at the base right now?
We got a couple inches down at the base. It's definitely colder up top, which helps out with the accumulation. You know, having a wet start like this is a good thing in the beginning of the season because it's that heavy snow that actually allows us to set a good base up. But we are looking at temperatures to continue dropping for the next three systems coming through. So those, you know, the snow level will progressively go down. So we'll be seeing good accumulation from the base all the way up to the top.
Yeah, I've heard that from more than one person now, that the having an initial heavy, wet base really helps set the snow for the season. Can you explain that just a little bit more?
Sure. So, you know, if you think about when you're making a snowball, right? And good snowball snow is actually the wet stuff, right? You can pack it together in your hand and it really, really sticks together. Whereas very, very cold, light snow is much harder to actually compact into a nice hefty snowball. So it's really the same thing. When we are, you know, we have a lot of terrain here, 6,000 acres. And so having snow with some good density to it helps it to actually really stick to the ground, stick to the new snow that comes in, and then we can groom it and then add snow-making snow on it as well. So it's really good friendly snow for adding on to continuously.
I feel like we're almost reliving the news from last week heading into Thanksgiving. We were talking about these storms coming in and how much it was going to drop. Did those storms live up to their promise?
Yes, absolutely. So we ended up with 25 inches at the upper elevations, which allowed us to open up the upper mountain at Squaw Valley. So, yeah, absolutely. It came in just as forecast, if not a little bit better than forecast. So, you know, our hopes are definitely high for this storm as well. It's setting us up really nicely to open up even more terrain.
How is this in terms of an average year? Are we on track? Is this about where you should be?
Yeah, you know, in terms of opening, we've opened areas that we typically open this time of year. So we're pretty well on track, which is certainly impressive given the limited amount of natural snow we had in October and early November. So heavily reliant on snowmaking. However, now, you know, with last week's storm and this week's storm, we're really pretty well caught up here and looking to expand terrain pretty rapidly here now.
How much of the mountain is open?
So we have 7 chairlifts running right now between Squaw Valley and Alpine Meadows. And so that includes both upper mountain and lower mountain at Squaw Valley. And then we have some intermediate terrain open at the lower mountain at Alpine Meadows. I do expect within the next few days, we'll have some updates on really pretty significant terrain expansion at both mountains. So, of course, we'll be looking to see what the weather does, but our teams will be out there prepping. They're already out there building lift ramps and grooming areas. So we're definitely on the brink. And so I think with this extra push from Mother Nature will be popping some things off really quickly here.
How was the turnout over Thanksgiving? Did a lot of people get the word that there was going to be snow?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, of course, there's always tons of great events too going on. So as far as a family holiday, we did see a really nice turnout. We have, we have an aerial tram and snow tubing here as well. So a lot of times for those holiday periods, those non-ski activities are very popular as well. So the word was definitely out about that. And it's also been a nice escape for folks from the fires too. You know, obviously that's died down now that that containment has been reached. But we were definitely seeing some folks come up to try to get out of the smoke. So it was really nice to see some the relief for some folks coming up the weekend prior to Thanksgiving week as well.
What's the mix, Liesl, right now at Squaw and Alpine when it comes to skiers to snowboarders? Does one mountain over the other favor one sport or the other?
No, it's pretty much, they're pretty consistent between the two. We do see, overall, we see more skiers than snowboarders. But I think our snowboard population is around, I would say, 30%. But it certainly does, it fluctuates. But it's really pretty welcoming for both sports. So everyone seems to live together pretty peacefully out there on the hill.
And while we're all very excited about the snow for several different reasons, we should mention that through Friday morning, the National Weather Service is recommending that you avoid travel if possible, because you could be stuck in your vehicle for several hours. If you must travel, prepare for long delays and carry an emergency kit. I imagine that's how you pretty much live up there, right, Liesl?
It is, yes, but you bring up a really good point, especially in the beginning of the season when, you know, folks are coming up from your area. It's a surprise when you get up the passes and all of a sudden it's really, really snowing hard, poor visibility, slippery conditions. So we really encourage folks to keep an eye on the California Department of Transportation, all of their resources. And then for us, you know, we have a great app, the Squaw Alpine app, where you can look and see what the current conditions are, what's open, what's not open, you know, any important advisories for guests coming here, you know, if anything's on wind hold. So similarly, we're affected on the mountain, obviously, as well, with these severe conditions. We're used to it, for sure, but it does definitely impact our operations as well. So we definitely encourage guests to be informed before you get in your car.
Liesl, if I remember correctly, there's a plan in the works to connect Squaw and Alpine. Right now, there are two resorts that are adjacent to each other, but there's no way to get from one to the other. Is that plan still in the works?
It is, yes. And we do have an existing shuttle service that does go between the two, so it's really a pretty quick ride to get between the two. But yes, we are looking at putting in a gondola that would connect the base of Squaw Valley with the base of Alpine Meadows. So that's under review now, but we've seen a lot of really positive support for it. It's something that's been dreamed about and talked about for decades, really. And so we're excited to see that come to light in the near future here.
It could ease a little bit of the congestion anyway on, what is that, Highway 1?
Highway 89.
89, I'm sorry. Yeah, Highway 89 there. Liesl Hepburn from Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with a look at the snow conditions there at Tahoe North anyway. Thank you so much, Liesl. And now let's hop south to Highway 50's Echo Summit and Sarah Sherman with Sierra at Tahoe. Sarah, how does it look where you are?
Hey, Randall. It is looking, just as Artie stated, quite snowy outside. It's been coming down all morning, and it's such a welcome sight up here.
Is it windy?
It's not too windy down here at the base. It's hard to tell at the summit, but we have some great tree coverage here, which really helps us hold in the snow when it does fall, thankfully.
Now, the bulk of these systems, as I understand it, is tracking south. So I would imagine that's good news for resorts on your end of the lake.
It is very good news. We're lucky we've had 24 inches of snow at the summit so far this season, 4 inches overnight, and it's looking like it's going to keep coming down. We're actually scheduled to open the resort this Friday, and we're really happy to have snow in the forecast until then to have a really exciting opening day.
And then on day 2, you'll get walloped by another storm, right?
Exactly. So, you know, it's crazy to think of powder skis on an opening weekend, but we're definitely looking at that right now.
Yeah, because the storm that's coming through on Saturday and then subsequent ones on, I believe, like Tuesday and Wednesday, these will be much colder.
Yeah, and so as already stated, we're really, really happy we had some nice, heavier, wet snow come in early in the season. Our base out there is looking pretty solid, and once that heavy snow kind of freezes and consolidates, anything on top is kind of a really nice bonus that makes it feel powdery, even if it's not a huge, huge base depth. So we're pretty excited about that, and having more snow to put on top of that's just a huge bonus.
What is the difference between, say, Sierra at Tahoe and then Squaw and Alpine that we just spoke with? Is it in terms of date of opening, is it because they have snowmaking equipment?
Yeah, so we do have snowmaking equipment here at Sierra, but we really do rely on Mother Nature to open. So our snowmaking's focused on highly trafficked base area places where people are standing in line to get on lifts, getting off lifts. We're not blowing in the middle of a groomer typically. So it's much more supplemental. So we're really excited that we did get some snow last week and this week, which is really allowing us to open with a pretty good offering.
Sierra Tahoe slated to open on Friday, as you mentioned. Will the bulk of the resorts open at that time, or are there others that will remain into December?
It really depends on what this storm brings. Right now, we're scheduled to spin three lifts, Grandview Express, Knob Hill, and Easy Rider. And we're hoping to have a magic carpet as well because we'll be offering our lessons. But, you know, depending on what this storm brings, we're going to look at what we can open. We're hesitant to say what open terrain will be just because it could snow a ton until then. It could, you know, switch up. So we're looking to have a good opening, and we'll assess day of what we did get and what we can do.
All right. Well, Sarah Sherman with Sierra at Tahoe on Tahoe South's snow conditions. Thank you so much for being on Insight.
Thank you for having me.
And we have more on our website, of course, at capradio.org/insight. You are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.